Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning. Seth Rogen will join the show. Is it tomorrow at this time? Yeah, tomorrow at this time. You know, he was just on with us for his new movie called
This Is the End.
Yeah. Which JC saw
yesterday
at a preview, and we'll talk about that too coming up. So Seth Rogen, he's just calling in. And then
I'm going to a preview of that new Monster University Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Prequel or sequel? I don't know.
Where they go to college or whatever.
Yeah.
Thursday, joining us on the show at 7:40 Central Time will be this person. Miley Cyrus is coming on. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to call us up because she's got her new single out from her new album. It's called We Can't Stop.
I'll tell you what.
It's growing on me. It's a good song.
I liked her so much when she came in studio with us.
I did too.
Opinion I thought I had of her changed. So, you know, she's been getting a lot of flack lately. So maybe she'll bring
but
me back
turning around again.
You know, with all the craziness around that surrounds her now, I have a hard time thinking anything but good thoughts about Miley because of how she was when she was with us.
I just wish she wasn't so blatant with her sexuality right now. That's bothering me.
I've been accused of that also.
Yeah.
She's got to grow up sometime.
Yeah. Well, that's not growing up. That's how you grow up, is you stick your hiney in the
Britney
air.
Britney Spears did it. Christina Aguilera did it.
That's not good.
Every other 17-year-old girl on earth did it.
They're celebrities get away with things that girls at the mall can't, you know?
True.
And there's that whole role model thing. That
right.
Pesky
that's
role
the thing. Model. She was Hannah Montana.
She was the most revered Disney star of all time, probably. Is there Disney Channel, is there a bigger star ever than Hannah Montana?
Her and the Jonas Brothers, I guess.
Yeah, Jonas Brothers. But their show, I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'd say Miley is right up there as, like, the top Disney star ever.
Sure.
I don't know if Amanda Bynes would have that same distinction over at Nickelodeon. Maybe.
That would maybe go to iCarly.
That might go to Kenan and Kel.
Okay.
Dudes from all that.
Man, you know all this stuff.
Well, I used to do. I grew up watching those.
You did?
Rugrats and Doug.
Okay. Excuse I love Doug. Yeah. Doug was cool.
Salute your shorts.
Excuse me, Dougie.
Yeah. We just got some information that affects some of our listeners in different cities. Dallas, Houston, and New Orleans. If you are going to the Mumford & Sons concert, unfortunately, that concert will have been postponed. Your concert has been postponed. Tonight's show in Dallas, Texas, is postponed, along with the show at the Woodlands on Wednesday and the show in New Orleans on Thursday. All have been postponed because bandmate Ted Dwayne had to be taken to a hospital for emergency treatment after a CAT scan revealed a blood clot on his brain.
Oh, my.
And that's going to require surgery.
Oh, my.
So they said he's expected to make a full and quick recovery. They're only canceling these three shows. I can't imagine that he will be back with the band in 1 week after brain surgery.
And, you know, they're playing Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Set to play Bonnaroo this coming weekend in Tennessee. So
scary, man.
What they don't want to do is cancel a whole ton of shows at once and then have him be okay. Or, like, we're postponing the surgery or something. So they're just postponing these three. But I think it's probably likely that there could be more cancellations. So if you're ticketed for Mumford, be aware of that.
I know. You know, I've been looking forward to it, and it's so disappointing. But that's so scary. And it's a good thing they caught that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
That's so deadly. They just said he hadn't been feeling well for a few days.
Yeah.
And because so he just went to get some tests done.
Unfound. That can lead to an aneurysm that can just take you out in seconds.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Bruno Mars' mom at 53 or 4.
That's what happened to my mom.
No kidding.
She survived it, luckily enough, but
she had the blood clot or an aneurysm?
It turned into that.
Wow.
And she went to the hospital and was there for like a week.
Wow.
And basically my dad had to tell me that mom might not come home, and
oh
I was like,
gosh.
Nine.
Wow. Yeah. So we wish Ted a speedy recovery, and our thoughts are with Mumford this morning. And now we move on to the stupidest show on TV, The Bachelorette, which we love to hate.
I'm not even enjoying hating it this season.
Yeah. Now, Dez is The Bachelorette.
Boring.
She was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I hope
And Sean Nunn gave her every...
Lowe. Sean Nunn.
Who's Sean Nunn?
Sean Lowe.
God, I
just say Bachelor Sean from now on.
I didn't need to. Bachelor Sean gave her pretty much every indication that she was it and that they were getting married. And then this diabolical, evil show sent her away at the last minute.
But boy, she got over heartbreak really quick when they offered her up the Bachelorette.
Yep, like the next day.
Happens that way.
And so she went on her first date last week, her first one-on-one date, and it was with Brooks. You remember that?
Yep. Yeah. And I really
like
that dude.
And I was watching, it's like the first 20 minutes, and I tweeted, because I was watching it with Kelly and stuff, and I tweeted, it's over. It's him.
He's right off the bat, there he is. You know, there's something charming because he is so awkward in front of the cameras, and he sweats, and you could tell he's got dry mouth, and he's just wanting to get through this. Yeah.
Well, they're playing they're playing dodgeball, which is
awesome,
decidedly better than hearing them rap. Anything
this is the
would be.
Group date.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Brooks broke his finger.
Bad. I can feel the pain now. It's hard to see Kim.
Can you just squeeze my hand?
Yes. That's a lot of pain. Oh my God.
Brooke's finger was really bad. And I can see pain all over his face. So I knew something was very wrong.
You see it?
Yeah, he's gonna need to go get this.
You have to go get it.
Reset.
I didn't want to see him in pain. And then, of course, I didn't want to see him go off to the hospital without me being able to be there.
Oh. Hey, Brooks. Dude, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, dude, his finger was twisted up.
Did his finger really break, or was it like this chick that was on last season?
No, it wasn't Tierra. When the EMT says, dude, you need to go get this reset, that means your finger
It was way different than that situation. It was different. He really was injured.
People actually saw him fall down and get hurt.
And you could tell this guy's a good dude because none of the guys hate on him.
Yeah.
Ever. And he's got, and there's reason to hate on him because he is by far the favorite right now.
They might be jealous of him, but they don't hate on him.
Right, they don't hate on him. He broke his finger. And they weren't saying, oh, he probably hurt himself on purpose. Right. No, they were like, man, that's glad he's back, man. We miss Brooks.
Okay, question. I'm not trying to start a riot here.
Yeah.
But is that because he's a good guy, or is it because guys just don't do that like women do? Women immediately go, oh, she faked that.
No, I think it's a good guy.
Oh, Cindy's not coming in today. She's sick. Oh, I'm sure she is.
No, because they're all hating on Brad.
I'm sure Cindy's sick.
If that would have been Ben, it would have been a Tierra situation.
Cindy wasn't sick Saturday night when she posted that picture on Facebook showing her getting all drunk at the bar. I think Cindy's sick.
They're all hating on Ben, the entrepreneur bartender.
That's
their girly moment.
He's given reason to, and he did it again last night.
So contestant Brian was confronted about having a girlfriend. And then we learned that it must be true because here she is. She shows up to confront him. Chris Harrison asks, why did Brian come on the show? And Brian's girlfriend loses it.
What's the situation? Why'd you come on the show?
Look, Stephanie and I have had a relationship. You know, we had it in the past.
When was the past?
It's clear.
The present, Brian. We're still together. I tried to break up with you a day before you left to come here on the show.
Psycho.
You told me you just needed time to yourself to get things sorted out. Here I thought that you were just doing something good for yourself. I had no idea that you were here. Why would you do this to me?
Yeah. Psycho.
Yeah, she thought he was...
All that time,
he was going to like a dude ranch or going to play golf for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. All that time, she is trying so hard to push just one tear out.
She's trying to hold it in.
Jason, don't ruin this for me. I don't think anything's real, and I think that was real.
When I'm trying not to cry, my voice goes up a lot about
I know, but the reason I kind of became suspicious is because throughout her rant, she'd go into this, and what about my son, who you took in, who he loves you now? And she just brings in this kid.
She's trying to also, they got, you know, the
it's
producers.
Like the producers told her
they
what
pumped
to say.
Her and primed her. I think she's real, and she's psycho, because any other normal girl would just be mad at you and text and say, we are done once you find out. No, she got in a car and drove to the Bachelorette Ranch. This is psycho.
Or they flew her
or
there.
They drove
or whatever.
Her.
Yeah. She's psycho.
The fact
that she was willing to do that.
Helicopter.
They always bring
it
on helicopter.
And I guarantee you she would do anything to take him back.
All right, hang on.
Because she's psycho.
Okay, hang on. You didn't even watch.
I can tell.
She could tell.
But hang on.
You can tell. She's...
I got to go back to Brooks for a second. And correct me if I'm wrong, JC, because I was in and out of the show.
Okay.
Brooks is the guy that they all like.
Brooks is the guy that went on that first day with her and everybody was like, it's over. He's the one.
He's got Tom Brady hair.
Good.
In addition to breaking his finger.
Yeah.
Didn't he also reveal to her that he has a kid?
There was somebody else.
It
was somebody else that had a kid.
It was
a banker or somebody?
It
wasn't Brooks?
A G-dad.
It wasn't Brooks.
No, it was not Brooks. It was another guy.
Yeah,
it's
like everybody's bringing out the kids
dads?
And the sad stories. I need to share this with you.
It might be a gay dad alert.
So Dez sends Brian home right in the middle of the he and the girlfriend's fight.
Whatever.
Right in the middle of it.
What's the situation? Why'd you come on the show?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you guys were dating other people. You were still dating.
We were not dating. When I came on
the show. 2 days prior coming, that's dating.
Yeah.
No, that's called he was sleeping with her.
Yeah.
A guy doesn't see that as dating. Man. A guy sees that as I was hooking up with her because she was a willing participant and she has picking out China patterns.
If Des could find out how many of those dudes that went on that show hooked up with a girl right before they went on the show.
All of them did.
Seriously.
I wish they could do a test on that because if I'm this girl, she has a right to be upset if she was his girlfriend because
she was his hookup.
He knows he's going to be on The Bachelor in 2 days.
Right?
He hasn't told her.
Because she's psycho.
He's known for a month and a half. He hasn't told her.
And I want to mess that up.
And then he hooks up with her the night before he leaves.
Right. Rule number one with psycho girlfriends, you don't tell them anything.
And then, you know,
you also don't hook up with them before you go on The Bachelor.
Why not? Who cares?
Because he's
a normal guy.
That's what
when a guy acts like a guy, why do you get mad at a guy?
Yeah, that's
when he
what
does what guys
him.
Do.
He got punished
that's
for being
offensive
a dude.
To some guys.
I mean, it's
not
just,
all
girls,
guys would do that.
Yeah, but are girls just that oblivious that they think like, oh, I bet he's just been, you know, saving himself for the few months before he comes to meet the love of his life on a reality television show.
What makes him look bad is that the girl was a single mother. That's why that's why he ended up looking
bad. Oh, because single mothers aren't desperate.
No, but it looks bad. Like, Dez wouldn't want that.
Guys, I've talked about this with other guys. You're much more, if you're divorced or single, you're much more careful.
Easy.
You're much more careful dating a woman who has kids. You're just more careful about it. Women take that to mean we're less likely to date you if you have children, and that might be true.
Your conversation,
but it's not because of the
responsibility,
the burden of that, or anything. It's just because you want to really like her because now there are children involved.
Dude,
and if you don't really like her, you don't want to be jacking with her.
Your conversations that you've had about this subject are with guys that are probably over the age of 35, maybe 40 or whatever. When you're talking to guys like on this show here, 22, 20, you know,
what if 29, I told you,
26.
What if I told you every guy I talked to about this was 4 years old?
Whoa.
That would be a shocking revelation.
Right. We got to move on to the next one here real quick on Brandon here. So Dez kicks Brian off. Now there's Brandon.
Who cried, by the way, last night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But he decides that he loves Dez now. He's known her now for almost an hour.
Well, they were proclaiming love after the first cocktail party, some of them.
She only dated guys with B names, he's Brandon and Brooks and Brian and Ben.
Here he is.
I just wanted to say that I don't want to see you get hurt. And so, you know, I'm never going to hurt you. I'm never going to take you for granted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I am falling in love with you.
It's been three days.
We barely talk as it is. It's really hard, but I think about you all day long.
Dude, it's been 3 days, homie.
And please.
Never going to lie to you.
That's like...
But after 3 days, I'm falling in love with you.
We need that red flag butt popper Kelly was talking about.
If ever you needed a red flag butt popper...
Thank you.
It would be...
You're seeing the value now?
When a man after 3 days, who's in a room with 15 other dudes, and sees you... For 5 minutes.
If that much.
And if you're going to go on Facebook and go, it's been a week. Okay, it's still.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So here's Brandon, and you tell me if maybe this makes him appear maybe a little less manly and when he's kicked out. Okay?
Oh, he was kicked out after all that?
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
So here, you don't go tell a girl you fall in love with her after 3 days and expect her not to dump you.
That's what she's there for.
No, wait 2 weeks
she's
at least.
She's there to find love.
she explained why she kicked him out.
It's something I can't explain. It was just, I just know.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry, and that's why this was so hard for me.
Here's what she said. She goes, I just know that we don't have any chemistry between us, and I can see that you've fallen for me, and I don't want you to fall even more when there's no chance of me picking
up.
It was a really bad kiss, huh?
It just didn't work out
for him. But that's not the nice way to handle it.
He gambled, and it didn't pay off.
So here's Brandon in the car.
Oh, no.
With the camera.
Oh, no.
I think he's still sitting outside the house, actually.
Okay. So your two choices there. You can be stoic and reflective, and you can say... You know what? Life goes on.
Hey, I opened
it didn't
up.
Work out.
Oh, well.
Boring, though.
Let's see how Brandon handles it.
Once again, someone left me.
Once again, someone left
me. Well, earlier in the episode.
After 4 days.
Who was the dude that cheated on his girl or had the girlfriend come in?
Yeah,
that guy?
Brian.
I'm going to have to get on the website and pull up these photos.
When Brian's girl comes in and goes off on him and yells at him, they put him on camera and he starts going, my mom was a single mother.
Oh, boy, here we go.
And starts crying, and then he goes, she would always bring guys around, and I would fall in love with them,
yeah,
and then I'd wake up one morning, and they'd be gone.
Oh, boy.
And then he just starts the waterworks.
Way to bust your mom on national TV.
Yeah, basically calling your mama a hoochie, A. And
someone left me.
Dude.
So there's that.
Hold on.
I'm so sorry.
Once again. Yeah, way to go, Brant.
Oh, come on!
I can't even cry.
Here it is. Why?
Just out of tears.
I'm still out of tears. I'm just out of tears.
I mean, great TV line. I got it. Great song.
I'm out of love.
Great. I can hear John Mayer singing this. It's a hit.
This
but
is
man,
fine.
Grosser.
If this is your girlfriend for two, three, four
what's,
years.
What's Lorette?
It's fine. If it's your girlfriend of 4 years and she dumps you, yeah, man, you're out of tears.
Oh,
I feel you, bro.
But hold on. Hold on. Past the age of 22.
Yeah.
Has any guy on the show ever been out of tears?
No.
I can say I've never been out of
tears. I have not been out of tears.
Prior to 22? Yes.
Well, yeah, at seven when I hurt myself. But I use my tears so judiciously.
Me too.
That I will never run out of tears.
I save my tears for when I watch Walk to Remember, The Notebook, or if the Chargers lose a game.
Very hot girl leaves the house at about 2 or 3 in the morning, tears. Watch The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Tears.
The last scene of
Rudy
of Looking for a Friend at the End of the World, which was on HBO last night with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley. Mm-hmm. The last scene.
Yeah.
Tears.
I haven't watched it, but I'll save it for that.
Dude, watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
It didn't get great reviews all over the place.
Yeah.
I can't understand why, because it's one of the best movies I've seen this year.
I almost saved some for Silver Linings Playbook, but I decided not to. I held back on that one.
The Blind Side. Full of tears.
No.
Tears.
Yeah, I didn't cry on The Blind
full
Side.
Tears in The Blind
No, there's no crying in The Blind Side.
I had tears because I heard that she and the actor, the black dude, were hooking up. That just ruined it for me. That just ruined it for me. Sandra Bullock was hooking up
with her. She adopted a black child.
He's her son. Who is she now? Liberace?
So that's what
you adopt your lover?
It's like Mrs. Brady hooking up with Greg. That's
where the little black baby came from that she supposedly adopted.
Okay.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I hope some people had some fun playing Bachelorette Bingo last night. Thanks to the people that put that together for us. Bachelorette Bingo. That's where you have to take a drink or cover a square whenever this happens. Like, oh, we've got great chemistry. Oh, ding, yeah. Chemistry. That's one.
I'm here for the right reasons.
Yeah, I'm here for the right reasons. I'm in it to win it.
When you're ready, Dez.
I didn't really have a girlfriend.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. So you can pick that up on KidNation.com. And that's also where you can see who won the big contest. People were asking me today, did you announce a winner for Who Lived Where? Yeah, we did. And the winner chose Kelly Raspberry to go to Kelly's hometown of Florence, South Carolina, and visit her childhood home.
Hey.
Good choice there. Yeah,
the best choice.
Excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go to crappy San Diego?
Well.
Or Clearwater Beach. Who would want that?
In the summer. Yeah. I mean, come on. Who wants to get a tan and go to the beach?
Not me.
No way.
I'm getting in that short line going to Florence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No waiting. Airfare to San Diego is probably really expensive.
Right.
Florence?
Nah. Save the company money.
I bet you can upgrade on every flight to Florence, you know.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Michelle Lambert writes, please remind Kelly that the Florence Little Theater has a new home.
See, now I haven't been since they had the new home. I used to star in many a Florence Little Theater production.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you could
or at least
that.
One.
Would you be willing?
Maybe two.
If someone was willing to give up their part for the night so that the listener could watch you perform at the dinner theater.
See, it's not a dinner theater.
It's
not a dinner theater, and I wouldn't know the lines.
Well, they could teach you.
Rehearse.
You
learn them real quick.
Great, yeah.
They'll send you the script.
You don't know your lines here, you do fine. Mm-hmm. And, yes, you will visit her old radio station, WJMX.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in the same building as it's always been.
Oh, it was? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Now, no visit to Florence is complete without lunch at Apple Annie's.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Cosmo Brockington? Will he be making an appearance?
I haven't talked to Cosmo in decades, so I don't know.
No, he complained once, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. He didn't like that script that you had me do.
Oh, man. That happened.
And what
are
you
going to
do?
What are you eating, dude?
Oatmeal.
Ice cream?
No, I'm trying out On the Air Live. This is product placement. I'm being paid for this.
Are you?
Are you really?
Uh-huh. I'm trying out the new Jack in the Box oatmeal.
You are not getting paid for that.
They wanted me to compare it to other fast food oatmeals that I've had.
How dare you get paid for eating when Kelly isn't getting paid for eating?
How many fast food oatmeals are there?
And it comes with, you're going to see more and more. It comes with two little packets, and one of them has blueberries in it,
okay.
And one of them has raisins in it.
Okay.
And then you add them into the thing, and then you know you can take it to work and nuke it later, which is what I did. I actually bought this yesterday and keep it in my fridge. And I'm trying it now. It's super good. Who wants to try a bite?
You don't want sloppy seconds from you?
Well, I'm sorry, because we're contractually obligated for one of you to take a second bite if we don't get paid. Well,
I'll do it.
No, you just had it in your mouth, man.
Oh,
you're such a racist.
You had someone's foot in your mouth, Al.
Yeah,
that would be my foot.
Oh, I'll use this end of the spoon, okay?
Oh, good.
The other end of the spoon.
Al, here's your choice. Suck my toe again or eat off kid's spoon.
All right. Take a bite from where kid's been holding it.
Oh, he's using the tail end.
All right, that's
that
not bad.
Big white foot. What do you think, Al?
That's good.
I give it a high rating. I would buy this again.
Oh, really?
I totally would. Yeah,
good.
That's good.
Jack in the Box.
I'm not a big oatmeal guy.
Oats gone wild. That's what it says on it.
Isn't Jack in the Box
one of the places where you can buy breakfast anytime?
Yes,
and you don't have to get there by that 10:30 a.m. window.
Kelly, stop giving them too much time.
Well, I mean, that's
because other advertisers are going to hear that and go, hey, we want product placement. We want Kelly to go off on how great it is.
Well, no, I mean, that's just great because how many times have you pulled up at 10:32 and you order something off the breakfast menu? Our breakfast menu is closed. I know you have something sitting under a heat lamp you can give me that still reeks of breakfast.
It's thrown away at 10:30. Boom.
Now, here's my problem. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention problems when I'm being paid by Jack in the Box.
I wouldn't think so.
It says on the little container, caution, hot, do not microwave. Shut up. How am I supposed to get this hot?
You microwaved it.
Well, it's hot when you buy it. They're assuming you're going to eat it then.
Okay, like take it home, put it in the fridge. Now what am I supposed to do?
Microwave it.
Normally people buy fast food.
Put it out in the sun?
Normally people buy fast food to eat it at the time.
Yeah.
That's probably
How about if I just do this legal obligation.
No.
Heat it up that way.
That's disgusting.
Oh, now I definitely want to buy
funk on it.
It's good. It's more, gosh, Kelly, you're the one good with words. Especially food words.
Yeah.
It like sticks together more. It's more
clumps.
Yeah.
More clumpy.
It's more sticky.
Coagulated.
It's more gooey.
Ooh, I see. Now, I love that.
I love gooey oatmeal, and that's what I got.
I do.
Here.
I love it when you get. I'm the person
that
likes the
lumps. I don't like it runny. Yeah.
I love lumps. I try to add it when I do at home microwave oatmeal. I put in as little water as possible, and I don't stir it so it'll clump up.
Yeah. The t-shirt says, I love lumps.
I do love lumps.
My lovely lady lumps.
I went with the presidents of the United States of America.
Lumps out alone on a
Kid Craddock, your show just presented the stupidest half hour of my life. I'll never get back.
Yeah, good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, good.
Which half hour?
Yeah, what exactly are they referring
to? Be
more specific.
Yeah.
We have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, when do they send that? You're just not getting it?
We're supposed to do New Music Tuesday, but we don't have time. So.
Oh. Any good?
We'll come back and do it.
Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls. Jimmy Eat World. Look at that. I was just talking about him. That's What I Call Country, Volume 6.
No way.
Lonely Island, the Whack album.
There you go.
Big Time Rush, 24/7.
Yeah,
those are the new musics out. New musics.
Those are the new musics out.
Yeah, if you're looking for some musics,
DJ.
If you want musics, that's what you go for. And if you live in Houston, New Orleans, or Dallas, be aware that is official. Tonight's Mumford & Sons concert in Dallas. Tomorrow night's in Houston. Thursday night's in New Orleans. All canceled due to a potentially serious illness in the band. So. This isn't one of those bands that makes the douchey move of like the singer got too drunk. You know, this isn't Kings of Leon, where the singer's going into rehab. You know, this is somebody who has a serious medical condition, and Mumford is proud to say we just don't cancel shows ever. But of course, you can't do this without him. So,
and all the upcoming shows are sold out too. Yeah. But they wrote on their website, they're like, "Don't worry, we're going to reschedule at some juncture, and your tickets will still be there."
And I want y'all to know, y'all can go on. If I get sick tomorrow. Y'all keep the show going. Don't cancel.
See, that's the thing.
Don't cancel anything.
That's the thing. Like on our show, which is daily.
Yeah.
Much like a concert tour, which is daily in the summer.
Yeah.
We don't have that option. Somebody misses, we have to keep going.
Keep going, man.
Yeah, we don't march on.
And just like a band, when there's one piece missing here, it's very noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Could we bring someone else in and replace that person while they're out?
Yeah, like a That's celebrity been, co-host or something like that.
Would it change Mumford so dramatically? What does this guy play?
It would. It would, because he plays the stand-up bass, right? You know, the big...
Those guys are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, he goes to the plays orchestra. Something.
That's the problem is with... I mean, not the problem. That's
they
what
all
makes
play
them
everything?
Great. They all play so many instruments. Yeah.
So you might be losing banjo, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Mumford canceled for the next three shows. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Craddock.
in the morning.
A new Father's Day suggestion for you in just a minute.
Cool.
Unusual Father's Day gifts. Okay. Can you remember any of them from yesterday? Even one.
Let's see.
Yeah, that thing that props up the blanket so your feet don't get squished in
exactly.
The bed covers.
Air ventilator.
It's a blanket tent. Goes at the bottom of at the end of your bed and props up the blanket for Dad so his feet stay cool but his body stays warm.
And your toes don't get smashed. That's what bothers me is my feet get compressed.
Oh, my feet aren't that big, so I don't have that problem. But I guess if you got like big old ski feet or whatever.
You are not going to insult the size of my feet with what you're working with.
That's true. I do have.
Whoa.
Well, it's not that your feet are that big. It's your toenails for that jacket.
Well, you know, it adds to the length.
I'm surprised all your bed sheets aren't shredded.
Thank you. Today's Father's Day gift idea is this. The bottle opener t-shirt.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I have a t-shirt on under my other shirt. So, basically, it's a shirt like this.
Yeah.
Underneath it, right here, you pull it up, and there's that metal thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck getting through airport security in that.
Yeah.
Good luck washing and drying it.
Yeah, right?
It'll get rusty.
There's that metal thing there. Actually, it's hard corrugated plastic, too.
Well, zippers are made of
that's
metal.
True.
I mean.
True. And then you can open your beer right there with your shirt. So you
I like
always,
that. I've got that on like a baseball cap, but you having it on the shirt.
You
is
do.
Even
you have a bottle opener on a baseball cap.
I have one on sandals.
You are hardcore, Al.
That I know, but isn't that just like the epitome of lazy?
Uh huh.
It's like a beer gut comes with that.
No, there's nothing worse than having to walk over and open the beer, especially when you're drinking one of those fancy imports that doesn't twist off.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but that's why they have that cool gift, and I bought it before, that's a magnet, and it will stick to the refrigerator, and it looks really kind of seamless, and you just stick it there so that way when you open up the fridge, you grab a beer, you just pop it off right off the door of the fridge.
Or you
have a stainless steel refrigerator.
My fridge door, my fridge door is already covered with my 5, 10, and 20-year goals. So, no room for a bottle opener.
Oh, please bring your goals in and read them to us
tomorrow.
They're
mostly food-oriented.
Back to the bottle opener. I got that friend that has an eyeball that he can put the bottle up to his eye.
Oh, wow. Don't tell stuff like that.
I love that.
So gross.
And
that's
he can
so
pop
cool.
that bad boy open right there.
Oh, JC, you need to invent one that goes out of your butt. That way you can go, hey, man, you want a beer?
Boom.
Twist off or like popper?
No, to popper.
Yeah.
You can add it to the red flag.
No, I'm not doing a combo deal.
Because you could do the twist off easy.
So if Dad likes to be the. If Dad likes. No, you can't.
Wow. Yeah, you can.
That's a challenge. You can.
Yeah. That's a
Prove
challenge.
It.
I want a challenge,
Prove
but that means
it.
I want to see your butt.
JC, you
got a listener.
Can JC open a beer with his butt?
I want this done, and I want it videoed today.
Can I practice today?
No,
there's no practicing.
Someone bring us. Actually, you know what? I have a Stella, an unopened Stella, in the trunk of my car.
Perfect.
Those don't twist off.
Of course you do.
Is it twist off?
Stella's not a twist off.
No, you got to pop that off.
It has to be a twist off.
Now, JC.
What?
We'll call this JC cracks open a beer, and we'll do it later on. And you have to actually use the beer bottle has to go in between your cheeks and then open it that way.
Like no one.
You better be on very flat surface because if you fall down while you're attempting to do that,
no, I'm standing
that
up.
Could have consequences.
We've seen x-rays.
Here's a valid question.
Yeah.
Here's a valid question. When you open a beer that way, who exactly would drink it?
Well, you got to drink it yourself.
Very valid
You wouldn't even put your poop tooth back in.
No way.
Hey, man, want a beer?
Sure, Chet. Here you go.
Oh, this beer tastes like ass.
Oh.
Now,
then it's a Heineken.
If your dad's already a tool, this will make him a useful one.
Okay.
He'll have a tool that actually works. All right, let's go now to the couch potato cross trainer.
Hmm?
So, some dads don't work out ever. No, these are real legitimate gifts. You can buy this. This is a gift for the dad who won't get off the couch, never works out, and you want him to work out some. So what you do is you take his most precious possession and turn that into a fitness item.
Okay.
This is a 10-pound weight that attaches to the remote control of the TV. Badly. It attaches badly to the remote.
Strap it
to the
weight.
It's like a dumbbell with like tape around it.
That is stupid.
So how he does it, you have to lift 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
All right.
That's stupid.
Now, this one's a little controversial, but I think it's cool, especially if you are a young person between, say, 16 and 22.
Okay.
I'm out.
Give your father the gift of drug testing you whenever he wants.
What?
No.
With the new Identa Touch and Know drug tester.
Adenta, no.
Oh, Stella's not twist off, Jenna.
Nothing says love to a suspicious dad like giving him permission to drug test you whenever he wants.
Okay. There's but are the answers, no, are the results not already predetermined in this thing, or what?
Why would they be?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're...
That's stupid. Why would you have predetermined drug
tests? It's kind of like the lady last week.
Why would you take a test when the results are predetermined?
If you're doing drugs, you don't want your dad to know.
You have to be predetermined?
If you're taking drugs and you don't want your dad to know, then you're giving him...
Now you're making sense.
All right.
Kid, there's a bottle of water with a screw top in the lobby.
Oh, my! I wouldn't give you my Fiji though, man. I look like a booze hound with two Stellas sitting next to me. This
is more of a video type thing, so maybe you guys can shoot this over in the butthole lounge, and you know.
Well, you could do it on Kid TV, and we could all watch and do it live and attempt it.
If we do it, and he blocks the sea in the canal side lounge, I accidentally did that picture once, and people were like, "What? What is that venue?"
That would be the perfect place to open a beer bottle with your butt. Take off the sea and canal lounge. Canal side lounge.
A side.
All right. Good idea. All right. Also,
you guys know my father, right? Like my kids are going to see this video.
Well, you're the one brought it up.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, there's so many other things you've done way more embarrassing.
Yeah, all right. Tomorrow, Seth Rogen going to be calling in because his new movie, The End is Near.
This is the end. it just sticks there and your brain doesn't.
It comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wednesday. You saw it last night.
I saw it last night with Kinsey.
This is a movie where it's a lot of cameos from a lot of big celebrities, and the premise is they're at a house party.
They're at James Franco's house party.
Yeah, and they find out the world is
ending.
And
they're actually playing themselves.
Right, they're playing a loose version of themselves, because Seth is obviously married, but in this movie he's not.
But they're all the famous people that we know they are.
Yeah, and they act like they're famous. They acknowledge that they're actors all the time. Seth is best friends with Jay. Yeah. Which is one of the guys that's Baruchel, who's always in movies with him. And Jay doesn't really like Jonah Hill or James Franco or anybody that's new friends with Seth because they're friends from Canada.
Okay. Right.
And so he hates L.A. and he hates that Seth is making him go to James Franco's party.
This does not sound like your typical disaster movie.
And at first when it starts, it really has the super bad feel to it.
Really?
Where it's like really funny and it's just the humor. It's their humor that you've always liked. Yeah. And if you like it, then you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And then it just, about 20, 30 minutes into the movie, it just turns.
And becomes like a scary disaster movie.
It becomes a scary disaster movie with comedy.
With comic relief occasionally.
I don't even know what to call it. No, all the time.
Because
Danny McBride comes in.
But people are dying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
But this is their opportunity to kill off probably other actual celebrities that we would want.
And they're making fun of Hollywood, right? Because there's like a pecking order, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like Jonah Hill is like, guys, come on. If there's a van that has three seats, you know I'm going to get one of them because I'm Jonah Hill.
Like Emma Watson's in this movie, and you don't expect her to be in one of these movies.
How about Beyonce?
Beyonce is not in it. Rihanna's in the movie.
Don't blow it.
Michael Cera was my favorite in the movie.
He's usually my favorite.
He's great.
He's not in the whole movie, but he was funny in the parts he's in. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying he dies. He's just,
they're at a party.
But he is just hilarious.
All right, I'll ask that typical question. On a scale of 1 to 10, would you see it again?
Yes.
That's not the question. That's gonna be dumb.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would see it again.
Makes sense to JC.
All right. If I gave you a free ticket to see this movie again, rate it on a scale of 1 to 10.
9.
All right. Yeah. 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's gotta put it up in the top 90% of movies you've seen in your life.
Of comedies.
In your life.
No, I'm rating it in the comedy scale. You know, you have your comedy scale, and then you have your drama scale, and then you got your serious.
Aren't you kind
scale.
Of a slutty reviewer? Don't you like everything?
I'll tell you what,
just to be away from your kid for a couple hours. I mean, like
slutty reviewer.
Checking Rotten Tomatoes now.
he'll do anybody.
But I give it a 9.
It's at 81% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
See? That's really good.
You got to remember, what was something that won the Oscar was like 85.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Silver Linings Playbook.
Is this one up for Oscar contention, JC?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you say go see it.
Yeah, I say go see it.
All right, can you give me an example? Like, if you loved this movie, if you love Pineapple Express.
They actually make fun of Pineapple Express in this movie. It's like all their movies combined. I don't even know which one to compare it to because it does have some scary scenes in there.
Is it scary like Scary Movie scary?
No, it's scary really? Like it's something jumps out and you're like, ah.
Okay.
It'll make you jump a couple times.
Or like bloody. That zombie movie.
It is very, very bloody.
It is.
Very bloody.
Very bloody. But he said the blood becomes funny after a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Quentin Tarantino blood.
Yeah. I haven't gotten that point yet.
Okay. Very bloody.
There's your review of The World is Ending.
This is the end.
This is the end.
Apocalypse.
Comes out tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
So I'm a girl, in case some of the guys on the show haven't noticed.
We noticed your boobs.
And thanks, JC.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. But as a girl, I have struggled with diet and body issues over the years. And there might have been a time in my life when I would have considered this crazy diet plan.
What is it?
Having a patch sewn onto your tongue that makes it so painful to eat. You can't eat for 30 days. You drop all this weight, get the patch removed, and then, of course, you gain all the weight back because your tongue doesn't hurt anymore.
It's not healthy not to eat.
That's beside the point, JC.
All the pain. I know no pain, no gain, but geez.
Yeah.
Sewn into your tongue?
Sewn on top of your tongue.
They even say the first night you don't sleep at all because you have such horrible pain in your mouth.
Yeah, but think about how much skinnier you'll be after one whole day of not eating, and imagine 30 days.
Yeah, too bad. Then you meet a cool, good-looking dude, and then you can't even French him because your tongue hurts too much.
Right,
And the first thing he wants to do is take you out to eat. You can't eat because you have a tongue on your tongue.
Be a cheap date. But women have done crazier things to lose weight. I've heard of people who've had their jaws wired shut. They've swallowed tapeworms because the tapeworm eats all the food. It's disgusting what women are willing to do.
I know a girl that sawed off her leg just to lose 20 pounds.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's commitment right there. But I guess if you have something really important you need to drop some pounds for quick.
A tongue patch, though, girl?
But it's only 30 days.
It's $2,000 to get a patch on your tongue that makes it hurt, and then you don't eat anything but liquids. When you know you could lose all that weight if you just eat every 3 hours. Just eat healthy women.
Stop it with your healthy eating plan. You're so annoying.
I'm not annoying. I'm just trying to save your dang life.
You and your truth.
All that, eat less and exercise more, blah, 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 blah.
Don't forget where this plan comes from, Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, is like the most obsessed plastic surgery country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working out nice for them because they've won more international beauty pageants than any other country. Women in Venezuela spend 20% of their annual income on cosmetics and surgery and stuff to look good.
Well,
good looking out
God
there, Venezuela.
God bless them.
So that's why they look that good.
God bless Venezuela.
If it's $2,000 to do that, maybe you can just, for the cheap way out, just hire somebody to hold your tongue.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.